This is KUNM. I'm Sarah Trujillo. When pregnant women experience discrimination and stress, the babies do too. As Public Health New Mexico's Mira Ortega reports, this could help explain disturbing racial inequities in maternal and infant health here.
Are you tired? You look tired. You're sleepy.
It's Saturday afternoon. Tintawi Kaixiabir's 6-year-old daughter and 2-year-old boy are playing in their living room. Her teenage son asks quietly for a snack.
You have to whisper it. What is it?
No, you can have something without sugar, like have a banana.
Kaixiabir's family is big on living a healthy, holistic life. That's part of the reason why she had 3 of her kids at home instead of at a hospital, but it's not the only reason.
There's always the condescending way people talk to you in these facilities, like you're uneducated, like, you know, you don't know the parts of your body.
She moved her family to Santa Fe 6 years ago. Since then, she's had 3 miscarriages that she blames on racism she's experienced here.
You go to a hospital for a checkup and somebody looks at you like you're filthy if you have a vaginal exam.
While she was pregnant, she was racially profiled while shopping, she says, and her kids were getting death threats from other kids at school. The more stressful the pregnancy, the higher the risk for something to go wrong. Babies born in New Mexico to African-American mothers die at a rate 3 times higher than white newborns. These numbers are mirrored in national statistics.
The stress from racism is causing these outcomes.
Sunshine Muse works with the State Office of African-American Affairs. She helps women get health care and information. Research has shown that medical professionals have implicit bias against certain races, and Muse says hospital staff often lack empathy for Black women. That can cause distrust and keep patients from speaking up if something's wrong.
Medical providers don't get a lot of training on cultural competency. I don't know many medical programs or schools where it's a prerequisite for their other courses.
Cultural competency training teaches medical professionals to be aware of how institutional stereotypes about race can get in the way of good health care. Like when doctors believe, wrongly, that Black patients, even babies, have a higher pain tolerance. The state created a pilot program to help Black women, and we scheduled an interview with the head of the state's Office of African American Affairs, but the interview was canceled. We made 5 requests over nearly a month to Governor Susana Martinez's office to reschedule. They never responded. Muse says there's still a long way to go.
I don't want anyone to think that we're anywhere near resolving the problem. We're really just beginning to have the conversation.
In the U.S., the maternal death rate for African Americans is 3 times higher than that of whites. That number has barely improved in almost 80 years. New Mexico doesn't publish those numbers by race, but our overall maternal death rate is higher than a lot of the rest of the country.
We should not be losing people the way we are in this country.
Nandi Hill is an African American midwife in Albuquerque.
We spend the most on labor and delivery than any other country.
And she's right. The average cost to the patient for a vaginal birth in a U.S. hospital is more than $9,000, the highest in the world. C-sections cost even more, and African-American women have them more often. Hill says that's contributing to the country's massive disparities in maternal deaths.
You're sent home 24, 48 hours, maybe 3 days after a C-section, and then you don't see anyone for days, weeks.
My hands are getting sticky. It's just
back at Tintawi Kaixiabir's house, she says after moving 3 kids, having 2 more babies here, and losing 3 pregnancies, she might not need a midwife's help again anytime soon.
I feel comfortable with the size our family is right now. You know, the future, we'll see what happens. But I feel full. My body feels pretty full, you know. I have the same amount of children on this side, just about as on the other side. And they're still with me too, you know, so I feel full.
She hopes to become a midwife in the next few years so she can help other moms in New Mexico and give Black women more options. For KUNM, I'm Mae Ortega.
You can find more information on the racial disparities in infant and maternal death rates at KUNM.org. KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the McCune Charitable Foundation, and the Con Alma Health Foundation. For KUNM, I'm Sarah Trujillo.